This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I'll never say never to your wishes. I'll never let you fall.
So the jazz batazz into this hour of conversation with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, 7 after the hour. Some rather off-putting things today is not. This is, well, I suppose I like to start with good news. The good news is that we've discovered Maine Governor Paul LePage is a clown. Amongst other things, he said yesterday, "I will no longer speak to the press ever again."
Thank God.
He blames a reporter for provoking him into leaving a nasty voicemail for a state senator in Maine, then later threatening to kill the senator. He probably doesn't like the press for reporting this. What a gem. He's just a peachy guy. So people are wondering whether he will resign. We've talked about him before. He's not very smart kind of thing. He's a great example of the problems we have of finding good leaders. Maine
fringy
is a wonderful state, and there have been some very interesting... The last governor I remember up there, his first name was Angus something or other. Anybody who's named Angus, you got to wonder, right? Is that like having your first name
Dudley? He's a solid man.
Angus Beef.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Angus right. Beef is solid.
Yes. All right, also off-putting today, story from South Carolina about a bunch of clowns, literally, scaring children. I've never liked clowns. I don't. The only clown I ever liked was Clarabelle, who communicated... by haunting.
Scared me. She gave me a heart attack. Oh,
what's the matter with
you? Jesus. Can you back that away from the mic when you do that? Holy.
You also had a...
Can someone drive to your house and take those things from you?
Yeah, where's Nicole? Oh,
any there? Volunteers? 888-302-DUG.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. All right, so anyway, these clowns, I was trying to make a point, ladies.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Multiple people have reported clowns lurking around Greenville.
This is a creepy story.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
creepy.
This is terrifying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is, I so wanted your
did
attention.
Did you ever see the movie It? Stephen King.
Are they making a remake of that?
Anything Stephen King involved. Oof.
It was one of those movies that I think added to people's fear. Because, you know, a lot of people have the fear of clowns.
Yeah.
It was like one of those things. And this seems just like a scene from this movie where these clowns are hiding out in the woods trying to lure kids into the woods.
Yep.
Ugh. Is that the movie with the clown in the drain?
Yeah.
Pennywise, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen clips of it, but it's too scary for me to watch.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I think we've told the story. Clowns running around the woods telling children that they have candy for them, and they'll give it to them if they come follow them into the woods. Now, what kind of creepy subject are we talking about?
Great argument for concealed carry, by the way. Go shoot
for
some
kids?
Clowns. I'm sorry if a clown says, "Hey, kid, you want some candy? Follow me in the woods." Plam.
All right.
Sorry.
Never's going to put them out of their misery. That's the end
sorry,
of that.
Sorry, bozo.
All right. Bada, bada. Boom. Okay. So also, speaking of creeps, it's alligator hunting season in Florida. So what's going on is that the bodies of alligators without their heads are floating in canals.
Ugh, so creepy.
And what this gives me cause, this is where I get a chance to go off on hunters. And this will get people really angry at me, some people anyway, and I don't really care, because I think if this is this description fits you, so be it. I remember we went out into this, when I bought this place where I am now, it has a little sort of hunting lodge in the back of it, and there were deer and other things that were hanging from the ceiling. And as soon as we walked in, the Emeritus said, gonzo. They were. It's really to go kill an innocent animal and then cut its head off and hang it on your wall. What does that do for you?
The thing is, in this case, I'm not sure that it's actually hunters. Well, I mean, I guess anyone that kills an animal.
But somebody's taking an alligator and hanging it up on their wall.
Yeah,
someplace.
Yeah.
So
but
whoever
think
it
about
is.
This. It, just okay. Look, I get it. The whole taxidermy thing—it creeps me out too. But if these hunters did not go after these alligators in Florida, the place would be overrun.
No, but
with
do something worthwhile with them, like sell them for meat. If you're gonna kill them, then do something with them instead of just leaving them float in the canal.
They're very from the
delicacy.
Few episodes. Yeah, from the few episodes I've seen of like all the gator hunting shows, Swamp People, and all that other stuff. They apparently they're very strict rules about how you trap an alligator and how you sell it for the meat and all of that, but most hunters abide by all those rules.
Yeah, right.
This is
and the
just
good news
bizarre.
Is, alligators also have a unique set of rules before they bite the heck out of humans, too.
That's right.
Well, it's just it's very bizarre.
Tastes like chicken. That's what the alligator says when he gets Fred, who's about to take a shot at him. Tastes like chicken. Yum. All right, anyway, you get the point.
When I first heard this story,
don't waste it. Don't if you're going to shoot something, then do something with what you've shot.
When I first heard the story about the floating bodies of the alligators with the heads are missing, I actually thought, okay, this is some sort of sci-fi thing where there's a larger gator that's biting heads off of other gators.
Nah.
Are you still? Is it still cool to make shoes from alligators, or is that not?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
I just think this is this
belts?
Goes against my grain.
Yeah.
I was really turned off by seeing pictures of Trump's kids on safari. Remember that dentist last year?
He killed Cecil.
Killed Cecil the lion. Was that last year or earlier this year?
Harambe.
Yeah, no, they're all any of these. Why? What is there about this that makes you feel like you're more of a man or more of a woman? I don't even know. Did anybody ever see a woman?
I don't understand it personally. I don't get it, but
To each his own. But what I'm saying here is that if you are going to do this, even though we don't think it's a great idea, I don't like it, but do something worthwhile with what you have left. All right, enough said on that. It's 13 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, ache, and flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restriction supply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Hey!
La, 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 la. This shouldn't be offensive at all, by the way.
Well, ask me if I care. Start with that. Okay, yesterday, El Trumpo and El Pino, who's your, what's this?
Peña Nieto.
Peña Nieto. It's Pin. It's Enrique Peña Nieto. Right?
Okay, Pena is a colada. Pena.
Wow. Pena, okay, it's Pena. Like okay. The guy who was transportation secretary who was mayor of Denver, and he had his family's 30,000 acres just happened to be in the right place for the Denver airport. That kind of Pena?
Score! That one.
Okay. Anyway, probably no relationship. The Mexican president met with the erstwhile wannabe president, Mr. Trump, yesterday, and they had an unpleasant meeting, it would appear. Because the president afterwards said that he wished he hadn't. Well, it was nice. They were nice while they were together. But it was awkward. And afterwards, hadn't Trump compared him to Mussolini or somebody?
No. Here, let me tell this one.
Okay.
Let me tell this one. No, the president of Mexico, no. Yes. Peña Nieto, called Trump
Mussolini
and Hitler. Yeah. Yes. And then last week, he invited.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on just a second. Everybody, did you catch that? Let me tell this one.
Let me do this one for you. Well, when you start throwing around, Trump said he was Mussolini. I want to make sure you're sounding
right.
Like,
turn it around.
Right,
yes,
here.
Right.
Yeah. So it was a president of Mexico who said that. Then last week, the guy invited both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to come to Mexico. And so I think
because there's so many voters that will be voting in November that come from Mexico, might as well go down there.
That's right.
Nose around, right?
And, yeah, go to your hotbed of voter activity. Right. But he wanted him to come down, and so Donald Trump the only one that said sure, and I think to his surprise it was Donald Trump that said he would come. I think he was banking on it being Hillary Clinton. So Trump goes down there against all, by the way, warnings about security, all of this
stuff.
Right,
the Secret Service went nuts.
They go crazy because you need weeks to make sure everything's safe. Well, he goes down there. He takes, I think Jeff Sessions went with him and Rudy Giuliani, and had a nice meeting with the president, and they actually did this joint press conference afterwards. That if this were a risk for Donald Trump to do, which it was politically kind of risky, total win. I mean, he gets the visual of the two of them shaking hands. He gets the visual of them standing next to each other. He kind of looks like, you know, a statesman for going down there, even though this guy has sort of insulted him.
Nice blue tie on.
A nice blue tie. And they have this press conference. Now, I had the only negative thing that I had heard is after it was over, they even took questions from the media, which I thought was crazy. And so the question, of course, the first one is, who's going to pay for the wall? And Trump says, we didn't discuss it. And then after the press conference, the Mexican president said, I told him I'm not going to pay for the wall. Now, I tend, and I know that I'm in the Trump camp, but I'm looking at this from like an outside perspective. I tend to believe Trump when they didn't talk about who's going to pay for the wall and that the Mexican president sort of trying to save face after the meeting, because I think he would have mentioned that during the press conference if it were true.
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, anyway, so Trump's speech last night, which you watched while you were doing your laundry, what did you get out of that?
Landro is working.
Oh, you're still working.
So then Trump gets back on the jet after he has what I thought was really successful. And almost everybody, I mean, Democrats, Republicans, everybody was saying that this was a good move. It was a risk that paid off for Trump. He went and gave this speech in Arizona. And this is where it's so weird, because I heard one of the best speeches ever. And my mom heard one of the most frightening speeches ever. So, you know.
Hello, A
and I think B. We were watching
left,
the same channel.
21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Devoted to what happened during this week in 1987. It's Throwback Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Starting with number 5 during this week in 1987, the Human League. I believe this was their first hit, was it not? My memory serving me correctly. Called
I don't know.
Human. Crack it up, Carol, will you? I'm only human. Flesh and blood. Yes. Born to make mistakes, yes. Please forgive me for my mistakes. What is it, we forgive? What's in the Lord's Prayer? We forgive those who... The Protestants say we forgive our trespasses to those who trespass against us.
Keep
but
saying
the,
it.
The Catholic Church is... forgive us our
like
what?
That.
Our debts? Which is which? I forget.
Super relevant. Yeah.
No, it's only human. I'm looking for forgiveness. What's
you forgive people who trespass against you. That's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That sounds right.
Is that the Catholic version?
Yes, that's the Catholic
version. All right. So what do we Protestants
I don't know if
say?
Well, the Protestants say the same thing.
No, we don't.
The Episcopalians, where I grew up, say the same thing. No. Can we move on
our
to number 4 now?
Our Father who art in heaven,
can we get away from this?
Come, thy will be done.
Crowded house.
Here's this day I did Christmas. Okay, number 4 this week in 1987 belongs to Crowded House. What a wonderful pop song.
Love Crowded House.
Oh my God, what a great song. Don't dream it's over. Crank it up, Carol. No prayers.
Should we say the Hail Mary?
Great story. Listen to this. There's a hole in my room. My possessions cause a mistake. Cold New House. to this kind of music. You absolutely love this.
Song. There's a wall between us.
Yeah. All right, so number four.
10 feet higher.
This week in 1987 belonged to Crowded House. Number three, Duran Duran. This was not their best effort. I didn't think it was. You think this was it?
No, I love Duran Duran. It's not my favorite Duran Duran song, but it's so funny. It hasn't even started yet. Like, yeah, this one's best effort.
Crap.
Captain
right,
Curmudgeon strikes again.
Number two, I was taken back by my own thoughts about Crowded House's song, Don't Dream It's Over. Number two, Peter Gabriel. That's big time. This is good. Yeah, that's good. Top five songs this week, 1987. Number two, Big Time.
Great video, too. He was a pioneer of videos, and animation and everything.
Yeah. I don't know that much about him. Now that I think about it.
He's a weird and fascinating and brilliant guy.
Well, that's what good creative people are, weird and fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to number one for this week. 1987 belongs to Janet Jackson. This is when she had a good bra. Called Control. You love this?
Love
Crank
this
it up,
song.
Kara.
Yeah, Kara, what are you waiting for? An invitation? Go. Get it up there. See, this is not her best either. All right, the best song, the best two songs were number four and number five this week.
Wasn't this her? Yeah, this was Janet Jackson's first big hit, right?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty exciting. Not.
You're a snob, Dougie.
Thank you. The nicest thing you said all morning to me. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to medical research, living with a dog will help you lead a much more active life. Whether taking it for a walk or just playing around with the little bugger, every time you engage in those activities, it gives your cardiovascular system a healthy boost. As such, we see improvements in cholesterol count, blood pressure, and actual reduction in the use of prescription drugs in people who live with dogs. Even overall visits to the doctor's office, especially among people over 40, are reduced as well. Another health benefit associated with living with a pet is improvement in mood and mental well-being. This might be the most important benefit since many ailments are related to our attitudes and mindsets. Pets are also an excellent source of comfort and laughter and companionship. When your spouse or someone else is nagging your head off, there's no one better to turn to for consolation than your pet. Whether it be a dog or a cat, they will sit there, they will listen, and they won't judge your behavior. So the next time you're thinking about what can I do to be healthier, think about adopting another dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
The eyes you're born with are the ones you keep. They don't even grow much. Think about this. Many children need eyeglasses or contacts and don't even know it because the screening they get at school isn't always enough. Eye problems can affect learning and behavior throughout your child's life. But a comprehensive eye exam can change all that. Shouldn't your child see an eye doctor yearly? Find one near you at thinkaboutyoureyes.com. Your child...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Last thing I just heard Victoria say was Bush League terrible radio.
That's right, but she's not talking about us.
Oh! That's refreshing to hear.
Is she?
Captain Curmudgeon here, otherwise known as Dudley Don'ts, on the air with Jennifer and Victoria. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer is going to leave us. She's going to be gone.
Don't say that.
She's going to go.
Why are you making it so dramatic?
Well, because you're leaving to go to the
For
big
one
island.
Day? Oh, well, you mean to Hawaii.
Aren't you going to Hawaii next week?
Yes, I am. Yeah, but you know what?
What?
I have to tell you that all this year, I've been off, like, but the only time I was really off without doing anything was when I had my eye injury, and that's really not a vacation because I was, like, sort of stressed and not comfortable.
Really?
This will be my first vacation this year, and, you know, this concept of vacation, Dougie, I know you've never tried it before, but it's
good for your
soul.
It's only September. Yeah. I was thinking of taking one.
The year's almost over.
Before, I didn't want to do it by myself, so now I guess I'll just keep going.
I'll
chugging tell you away.
What, I'll come back from Hawaii, and then I'll go on vacation with you again.
Oh, that's
I'm
sweet.
A giver.
Yeah, right, right. Okay, so speaking of Jennifer's trip to Hawaii, the big hurricanes barreling around out there. It's the first hurricane since records began in 1949. When did it become a state? 1950? When did Hawaii become a state? I think it was 50, 51, somewhere
51,
in there.
51, 50, 51. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Hurricane Madeline. And then the other one. So what do you think is...
The sad thing here is that the weather's been really wild in Hawaii. Not that it doesn't always rain, but my cousin, the reason I'm going to Hawaii is my cousin's actually getting married, and I'm her maid of honor.
Really?
And I don't want to see it rain on her wedding day, but I really don't want to see my hair after it rains on her wedding day.
Priorities, people.
Yes. Jennifer has lots of hair, and it looks very nice. Do we know what the real color is of your hair, by the way?
The real color.
What is it?
Look, I only highlight my hair. I don't fully dye it. It started blonde. I think now it's probably, now that I'm a little more advanced in age, I'd say it's probably dark blonde, light brown.
Watch me make a lot of friends, folks. What color is your hair, Kara?
A little bit of reddish.
Really?
No red.
Mm-mm. No.
I always wanted red hair.
No. All right, Kara, what color is your hair really?
Really? Yeah, it's like a dirty blonde.
Really?
Yeah, sort of.
Huh.
It used to be more blonde when I was a lot younger.
All right, this is
a lot younger.
Okay, so Victoria, what color is your hair really?
It's very, very dark.
Yeah, none of us even have dyed hair right now.
I don't even have highlights in my hair right now.
I have fresh highlights in mine. I should take it.
I want to get highlights, but at the summer, I've been in the pool and I've been in the ocean so much that it would just kill highlights, all the salt. So.
Yeah, the end of my hair is blonde because it used to be bleached, but now it's darker.
Okay, that's right.
For the fall, I'll get some.
Hey, Doug, what color hair do you have?
Yeah, what color
I have my own hair. It's white. Thank you. Is it white?
Were you blonde as a kid?
Kind of look white. No, I was always brown. It was light brown, though, especially in the summertime. I got bleached out in the sun on the farm. And it used to until, I started getting gray when I was in my 30s and didn't like it. So I decided I didn't want people to see my gray. And then... When Meredith came into my life, five years ago, she thought I should have, what color is your hair really? And so my hair, I just let it go, and it became, and people who saw me for the first time, people who had known me for a lot, like at conventions and stuff, because the last 4 or 5 years, I actually did a fairly good job with the color. So it looked okay. I guess maybe they didn't do such a good job.
That was just good for you.
Right. No, but it looks fine now. I mean, I don't think people think that the color of your hair, and this was my mistake. I had all kinds of weird things going on in my head in my 40s and 50s and early 60s. So, there's a way of, I don't know, being a man, whatever you want to call it. Your hair doesn't have to be other than what it is.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Something has to do with age, and it's like, you know, people.
But I think I actually look better now, and I actually look younger.
And no, I agree. I think that when you're aging and when you're, I don't like when you dye your hair because you're self-conscious of it, and this goes for anyone. I think that natural gray hair or white hair looks better and more natural than when you know, I dye my hair because I think it's fun and I like to try different colors.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it looks unnatural if it's obvious that your hair is gray or white and you're dyeing it, you know, like a red or a blonde or something like that.
Look at Ryan Lochte.
I think Doug's hair
looks
great.
Ryan Lochte wants gray hair.
Really?
Well, you know what? I will just say this, and this is like a movement that's happening in Brooklyn, and this may sound very anti-feminist, but all of the hippie chicks in Brooklyn, they're letting the gray take over. It is not a cute look. I'm sorry, but it is just not cute.
Nah.
If you're all gray, you know, if you become an older woman and your hair is all gray, and I think of like
shorter
Meryl Streep
hair
in The Devil Wears Prada. Now, I know that was a wig, but still, that hair looked fabulous on her. That's when you embrace the gray. But if you have like a few sprigs of gray in the front, you just look like it's Halloween all year long. That's all I'm going to say.
And the other thing before we move on is that women and gray hair, like, I'm all about whatever makes you feel good, do it. But because gray hair tends to get a little wiry and spewy, like sometimes when you have the gray hair, it's better to maybe shorten it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, while we're on the hair boat, you'll all be happy to know there's good news and bad news when it comes to your hair.
if you don't have any, bad news. If you got some, good news. Men with hair are perceived to be more attractive, more approachable, and more successful. There was research done. Let's see, a bunch of people were asked to judge different men and their hair or how they looked. Seven of the pictures were of men who'd undergone a hair transplant. Those with hair were deemed to be more approachable and successful. On average, balding men were seen as 3.6 years younger after having a hair transplant. Experts say having hair could allow men to go further up the career ladder as well. So, can you tell when you look? I remember when my father had it done. He was one of the first people to ever have a transplant in the 1970s. And I remember the guy did it. He was in Tampa, Florida. I can see the guy, but I can't remember his name. He died in a plane crash, but that's what I remember about him, plus the fact that he did this to my father. My father came home, and his head was wrapped as if it were a turban. And he said he'd been in a car accident, and they had a lot of cuts and damages to his hair, to his head. But when the towel came off, and you could see that he had more hair than he did before he had the accident. Hello.
What a great side effect, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. There are a lot of ways that you can do these things now, stimulate hair growth for both men and women. There's a device that you can put on your head. I use it, but not for hair, but there's, a secondary impact. There's a device that I use to stimulate the blood in my brain that I use two or three times a week if I'm sitting down watching
TV. Which brain?
Oh, nice, Jennifer. I was trying to tell a little story, and she decided she's going to be cute. Nice going. One serious item before we do our television report. The National Vietnam Veterans Foundation, which, by the way, for those of you who have wasted your money giving it to them, is now currently a zero-rated charity. That means it has no credibility, that it has no value, and that they're stealing all of your money. The charity's vice president said the Veterans Foundation has severed all ties with the organization's president. So, the president apparently is the crook. His name is Thomas Birch. I think didn't we talk about this last Veterans Day? Seemed like we were looking at some of, like, the American Veterans Center, which is connected to our parent syndicator, Radio America, is a good group. This is a bad group. Birch has now left, apparently. The fundraising has ceased, and they're going to disband the organization. But they've collected $29 million over the past 4 years. What the heck do you do with that? All the money's gone, and it didn't go to anything that they were. So how do you let? How come this guy doesn't go to jail? Wouldn't you want to know that? I mean, by the way, the thing that pushed it over the top is that this guy Birch used money from the charity to pay a parking garage bill of $8,000.
How do you get a parking garage bill for $8,000?
I think it's New York and probably hasn't paid it for a while.
So you just parked it there for one day?
Yeah. Overnight.
But this is why it's so important to know where you're giving your money. Pay attention. Like the Red Cross. Awful waste of money. Even though a lot of the money, I think that Harry Connick thing next week is to benefit the Red Cross Relief Fund. The Red Cross doesn't do what it says it's going to do with your money. They have too much money. They don't know what to do with it. So
you always want to see what goes to expenses and what actually goes to the people who you're donating to.
Right, yeah. Word to the wise, sufficient. 44 after TV report up next year.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, americashealthcareadvocate.com. That website, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
47, almost 48 after the hour. Television time. I'm looking at this new gay dating show. I don't know why I'm looking at it. It just amazes me that there's a gay dating show. No, I just am looking at it. I just think.
The one on Logo with Lance Bass?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, there's so many special interest shows.
Well, it's about time there was a gay bachelor.
Yeah. There is.
This one will be chock full of drama.
Is that what they're doing? A gay bachelor show?
Is
that what
it is? Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the actual Bachelor franchise, but
no.
That's like the same
they
thing.
Wouldn't touch it because it's the ABC, but yeah.
No. All right, let's see. I'm looking at some of the other things that there's a buzz on. I really am shocked that there's so much buzz on the Bachelor stuff. Okay, Kara's in the studio in Washington.
Yes.
Carrie Washington.
Her too.
Is developing a female police show for ABC. Did you know that, Jen?
I had not heard that, but I like it. I like it.
They're pushing off Scandal till January because she's pregnant, right? They're taping it now.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then they're only going to do like 16 or 17 shows this year because she's having a baby. But in the meantime, she's. How many female good female police shows are there?
Well, there was Rizzoli and Isles, right?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
The old one that.
The one that Jennifer Lopez does? Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a good show. All right, what's on tonight?
All right, this one kind of interesting, very eclectic mix. McDonald's, 365 Black Awards. I'm guessing they must be the sponsor of this. On BET, Amber Riley and Lance Gross host the latest installment in this annual event, which salutes African-American leaders who make a difference in their community. The honorees this year include Toni Braxton, Lonnie Bunch, and others. Now, also tonight, Jim Cramer is, I don't know if celebrating, but paying tribute to 15 years of the World Trade Center, Ground Zero Rising, Freedom versus Fear on CNBC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
No expense, get two pianos on this. One for the left and one for the right.
Tommy the Gay.
Good morning.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard on hundreds of stations around the world. He will help make your home. If you have a good home, listen to the Money Pit, and it will become better just by association, just by assimilation, just by osmosis. He's got a book called My Home, My Money Pit, is a guide to how to have a good time while you're fixing your backyard up, your front yard, all kinds of things. And as a public service of this radio program, nobody else would ever dare have Tom Kreidler on the loose all by himself on the program. But because I am a daring sort, Tom is here to answer some of your questions up next.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. You cannot see, taste, or smell lead in your drinking water. So how do you know if it's there? Older homes are more likely to have pipes and fixtures containing higher levels of lead. Stefan Buck, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains your options.
To learn if lead is in your water, review your consumer confidence report released every June or July by your local water provider. You also can have your water tested by a certified laboratory.
NSF International is a not-for-profit global public health and safety organization that tests and certifies products treating lead in drinking water, including water filters, reverse osmosis units, and distillers.
We test and certify products to verify they reduce lead in drinking water. Look for the NSF logo on the product. It is important that you choose the right product for your needs and remember to change water filters according to the manufacturer's instructions.
For more information and a complete list of NSF certified filters, visit nsfconsumer.org.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's Cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. The more you buy, the more Kohl's Cash you'll earn. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything. Get active with 40 to 50% off Fila Sport and Tech Gear and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 56 after the hour, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit with a question from Sarah, who lives in Virginia. She has never cleaned out her gutters. My God, what an outrage. Lived in the house for 12 years.
Wow.
Last big rainstorm, she had sheets of water falling in the gutter. Duh. What could be causing this, Sarah?
Oh, I have
Sarah,
no idea.
You have no idea what this
I have no
be.
Idea. Doug. What do you think's causing it, Doug?
You know what? It may be she doesn't have screens on her gutters, Tom. What do you think of that?
Maybe. I mean, even with screens, 12 years of leaves falling upon
right.
those spaces are going to clog
right.
it.
Right.
Obviously, you need to clean the gutters out, Sarah. And I think what a lot of folks don't realize is that clean gutters don't just keep the water from overflowing on your head. You know, they have a lot of purposes. For example, if you put a lot of water around the foundation perimeter, you're going to make your home unstable. You get more cracks in your foundation walls, for example, as well as the slippery sidewalks and all the other things that kind of come along with it. So you got to clean them, and you got to get downspouts extended out at least 4 feet away from the house. So you protect that sort of backfill zone around the house and keep it nice and dry and stable. Listen, Sarah, if you can't do it yourself, this is clearly a job you should hire a pro for. It's not very expensive, you know, to have these guys that specialize in gutter cleaning. They come in with, three guys and three ladders, and they get it done really fast. And they're out in a half hour. So
and
I would hire
someone hours later.
Yeah, I don't know. Around my area, it's about $100,
$150. Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Joe is in Florida. I'll be voted for Mario Rubio or Marco, whatever his name is. I'm about to put my house on the market. No wonder. If Rubio is going to be the senator, yet
he's out of there.
The state. How can I find out what is required for a certificate of occupancy on my home?
Well, certainly you want to pay a visit to your local building code office and determine what they're going to require. Now, the interesting thing is that the CO for a resale is different than the CO for a new home. It doesn't mean that you have to bring your house up to all of the modern building code standards, Doug. They're going to have certain things that they're going to focus in on, like smoke detectors or carbon monoxide detectors or making sure that the windows operate.
Numbers on the door.
In the bedrooms. That's right, numbers on the door. It's a whole different set of standards. But the other thing that you could do that would be really smart is to get a professional home inspection done as a home seller, because this way you'll have an idea of what kinds of things a buyer's home inspector is going to find out, and it's a whole lot better to get that information before you have a buyer involved in the transaction, because, you know, by that time you think you're giving the house away, the buyer thinks they're overpaying, there's a lot of emotion, you know, it's hard to get through any issues that come up. So I would definitely recommend that you visit the local building department and get your own professional home inspection done, and with that knowledge you should be able to move quickly towards closing.
I always take every bit of advice Tom gives me. If you're smart, you'll take his advice as well. Like he told me to stop talking at 59 past the hour, so I'm going to stop talking.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.